From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It appears the National Hockey League season officially will be canceled this week. According to news sources, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman will make the announcement on Wednesday. That would actually be a few days late. Last week, Bettman said he'd cancel what's left of the season if no labor agreement were in place by the weekend. The usual season is already two-thirds finished. Owners locked out the players before the season even got started, and not a single game has been played since. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Any last hope that players and owners would meet Commissioner Bettman's weekend deadline evaporated late last night. The two sides met for several hours Sunday in Washington at the request of a federal mediator. But those talks yielded nothing, and players and owners remain as polarized as they've been, mainly on the issue of a salary cap. The owners want one, the players don't. If the commissioner makes his announcement, the NHL will have the dubious distinction of being the first North American pro sports league to lose an entire season to a labor dispute. It's hard to calculate the losses to the principals involved, players and owners. Certainly, it'll be in the millions of dollars. But for the league, not as much as it would lose under the current economic system. So says former Securities and Exchange Commission head Arthur Levitt, who was hired by the NHL to study league finances.
Taken as a total business, if you added all the clubs together, you'd say that they lose probably less money being closed than open, and that clearly is an unhealthy situation.
Levitt's report, released a year ago, said NHL owners lost close to $280 million during the 2002-2003 season. Of the 30 teams, only 11 made money. Owners blame skyrocketing salaries, which over the past 10 years have risen from an average of $572,000 to $1.8 million. Whether it's the fault of the current contract, as the owners say, or the fault of owners who can't control their spending habits, as some players say, nearly 73 cents out of every dollar goes to player payroll, much higher than any other sports league and most businesses, says Levitt. He thinks the league will remain intact, no teams going out of business if the season's canceled. But not so, says Levitt, for some players.
Keep in mind that the players have a very limited life, more limited than the owners. Some of those players are already along in years. They'll never play again.
Tulane University sports law expert Gary Roberts says having an entire season wiped out certainly won't be good for a sport that has struggled to gain acceptance, at least in the U.S.
This might really be a mortal blow to the development of hockey as a major professional sport. Who knows? It might open the doors for a new hockey league to spring up. You never know. It might be a boost for Major League Soccer, which has been having trouble getting established in this country.
Canada, of course, won't lose faith in the NHL, but only six of the league's 30 teams remain in that hockey-obsessed country. Tom Goldman, NPR News.